Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
A product of the Whisper Forge.
Sound and story brought to life.
Dame and I rushed through the city streets, slick with the downpour that'd make cats and dogs feel like a trickle. We were both hankering for a snack, but figured catching a cab home was better than catching our deaths. I should have known from the start this dame was trouble, the way she showed up in my life like something out of a Rod Serling special. Downright odd, and a list of troubles longer than her legs.
Why are you talking about my legs?
Here's the thing about dames. They got a million questions, and most of them can be answered with either the shot from a gun or a bottle of whiskey. I preferred the latter, and had no strong inclinations for the former, unless a dame is asking questions with the barrel of her own firearm.
I thought you didn't drink.
What she didn't know was that I drink like a fish. If water...
Oh my gosh, please, Benny.
What? It's night and raining and we're wearing trench coats.
You're wearing a long parka and us in a noir would be like putting a gecko in an action movie.
A gecko would be great in an action movie.
Who are you?
Can we at least swing by a diner? Get a cup of black coffee, pretend we're working on a case. It's our first night out in ages because someone pretended to have a head cold for a week.
Okay. If you can promise we'll make it back to the lighthouse on time. And only if this pretend case doesn't involve dead women. And you promise to never, ever talk about my legs again, even for genre.
Okay, cross my heart. I mean, nowadays the lighthouse leaves at dawn, so we got time. So, what do you think about a diamond heist?
We left the lighthouse at 7th and Main, right?
Yeah. We're at Falls and Main, so only a couple blocks away if we gotta run.
Welcome to the Double P Diner. I can lead you to your tables.
Oh, we're actually here together.
Don't believe you're here with who you're supposed to meet. I'll leave you with menus once you're seated so you can decide while you wait.
But
let's start with you right this way.
Benny, why are you following her?
I have no idea.
Benny! Benny!
Looks like you'll be seated at the far end of the bar. Unusual, but all right. Right this way, miss. The person you'll be meeting should be here shortly. I recommend our pie and coffee special. Damn good, if you ask me.
Coffee and pie does sound really good. Would be better with a plan to catch a diamond thief, but...
Coffee while you wait?
Sure. The host recommended the coffee pie combo.
To be honest, we all do. That stuff's addictive, especially with the employee discount of free. Do I know you? You look so familiar. Wait. Is your name Hesperia? No. You prefer Perry, right?
Yeah?
It's Heidi! Though you probably remember my grandma way better than me. I was more bland than a limp noodle back then, but she was a real big character. Sorry, I've been trying not to swear at work.
Holy crow. How are you? What have you been up to? I never expected to see you ever again, to be really honest.
Oh, no worries. None of us ever expected to see you again either, especially outside your house. Hold on. Give me 2 seconds. I gotta top off another table, and then we'll see if I can spare a few minutes to chat.
Fine. Everything is fine. You're just running into someone from your past when you were a different person, but are you really a different person? I mean, you still get sweaty palms and have night terrors, which was a lot of high school, but at least you know how to deal with your hair now, kind of. Oh, no, I look like a drowned rat, and Heidi always looks so cool and probably only invited me to things because her grandma made her, so she's probably just being nice right now because... Nope. Deep breath. You got the tools to handle this. Sensory countdown. Let's go. 5, 4, 3, 2.
You're still a little odd, you know that?
You still have your grandmother's bluntness.
Yeah, but I do it without the judgment of who put how much in the collection basket. So I like to think I'm a generational improvement.
How have you been? What have you been up to?
This, mostly. As soon as we threw our graduation hats in the air, I hit the road. Kept going until I somehow found myself here. Mortar boards. Not graduation hats. Mortar boards. Mr. Velasquez was a stickler about what he called them. Remember him?
Yeah. He was the one with the world map the seniors would turn upside down, right?
Yeah. Lame prank. I wanted to put a couch in the second floor girls' bathroom to fulfill the lifelong rumor we had one, but that's what happens when Jessica Giff gets all the athletes to vote against you in favor of tradition. You know, I was so good at history, but for some reason his class, Mr. Velasquez, I mean, it rubbed me the wrong way. His convoluted essay questions almost made me repeat senior year. That stuff he taught us was great, but damn those essay questions.
I never actually had his class. I just heard about the pranks.
Oh, lucky you. Oh, I'm so sorry. You're here to meet someone, aren't you? Here I am, going on about high school, taking up the only seat next to you. Your friend over there, he's already met whoever he's supposed to meet. No, don't turn around. It's rude to stare. Oh, God, listen to me. I sound like my grandmother.
Heidi!
You know, she tried to take the rosary you gave me. She said, we don't accept gifts from people who clearly aren't the Lord's children. I stole it back. Sometimes I use it to pray. I don't think I believe in that stuff anymore, but it helps me sleep. Kind of like meditating, I guess. I like the idea of praying to a woman, too. One who seems a hell of a lot softer than my grandmother ever did. She had a stroke, you know, a few years back. Found the letter in the P.O. box I used to correspond with my parents. Correspond. Seems so stiff that way, but I guess that about sums up me and my parents.
Heidi!
Oh my God, what?
Table 6 has their bill ready.
Table 6 never tips well.
Blame it on the people, not the table.
Right. Whatever. I'll be right back, Perry.
So, you work with Heidi?
She works for me, yeah.
Cool.
She's never had a friend come in here before.
I'm not a friend. We went to school together, but not really friends.
Oh, pity. She's a kid who deserves some good friends.
What makes you think I'd be a good friend?
Dunno. Wishful thinking on my part, maybe. Here. On the house. And when she comes over, you tell her that I said she could stick around and catch up with you. I'll figure out something for her tables.
Okay.
And as I surmise, they stiff me on the tip. Classic table 6. Anyway, hope my manager dished out all the hot gossip about me while I was gone.
Oh, yeah. He said you were an absolute mouse who never had anything to say.
Knew it.
But he did say you could sit with me for a while to catch up. Also, what type of pie is this?
Oh, shit. He gave you the mystery pie? He must like you. You don't have any allergies, do you?
Only to some perfumes, I think.
Were you the kid that had that nasty rash in second grade because Miss Sorensen tried the new perfume?
Oh, no. I moved to town the year after.
Right. My grandmother invited you to my first communion that year because she thought your parents might be looking for a new church. Ugh, connecting all the dots now.
You talked to anyone from back home at all?
Nah, not really. Just the P.O. box for family.
Oh. How are you liking your friends here?
Don't really have any except for coworkers. I like to keep to myself, I guess. It's funny, though. I was expecting to have, you know, regulars. You see those TV shows and the gang always has their place, a bar or a diner or whatever. But this place, most people who come here are strangers.
A diner without regulars sounds odd.
But everyone feels familiar, you know? It's like they all have the same expression or something. Everyone says Henrietta built this place for a certain type of person, but they're never clear on who. She was the woman who started all this in the 50s. People flocked to this place and have been coming here ever since. She died a while ago, ages before I got here. The cook says I'm a lot like her, in the best of ways. I'm not sure how I feel being compared to someone I've never met, even if she's a local legend. Apparently, she had an eye for faces. Never forgot your name, no matter how long it had been since she last saw you.
You remembered my name pretty quickly.
Yeah, I guess I did. Still can't believe how long it's been since I saw anyone from home. I remember that sweater you're wearing, weirdly enough. Your mom wore it, right? At that showcase. Ugh, my parents made me take my grandma. I remember feeling so jealous because I knew one day you'd get to wear it, but purples always look terrible on me anyway. I bet a violin would be a fiddle in your hands now, huh? I remember Ruth was always going on about how good you were.
Oh, I haven't played in a while, actually. I tried to pick it up again, but then things got in the way, and yeah.
You should. I mean that. You're really good, Perry.
Thanks. I don't really talk to Ruth anymore, either. She went off to college, and we don't really talk anymore.
Do you wish you did? Talk, I mean, even occasionally. You guys were inseparable.
Maybe. I don't even know what I'd say if I saw her. There's almost too much to say, you know?
God, this is why I never wanted to go to any reunion. Exhaust yourself going down memory lane. It's too comfortable. Like an ugly shirt you wear till there are holes in it. I didn't realize that until just now. But talking about all this, I feel gross.
Oh, well, sorry.
Oh, no. No. It's not you. It's just, I look around this diner now, and I see things I've seen too many times, save for the people in the booths. And then you walk in, and you remind me that I thought I was a woman of transience. The type of person who left home at the end of 17 to fend for herself, only to fall back into another stable environment. A ship who left the harbor only to rust in another one. Mrs. Brown would be so proud of that metaphor. Mind if I...
Oh, go ahead.
Huh. Boysenberry. A go-to mystery pie. I'm sorry, Barry. I need to talk to my manager.
What just happened?
Hey.
Hi. Where'd Heidi go?
She quit. Up and left.
Oh.
Can I...
Go ahead.
Happens every so often. Bummer, really.
Why did she quit?
The short of it is because she talked to you.
That's a lot to put on a person.
You were never here to meet anybody, kid. She was here to meet you. You were just a long time coming. Pity for you. You look like you could use meeting somebody.
I've met a lot of people.
Yeah, I see that. The way you carry yourself, the way you listen. Ever thought of being a bartender? You'd be great at it. One of those quiet bars, though. Not the loud ones with people dancing on tables and the and the lights going.
I've never even had alcohol before.
Oh, haven't touched this stuff myself in years. Oh, well. Oh, looks like your friend's finished up over at his booth. Hope you two stay dry as you can out there.
Thanks. Hope I'm able to stop in again.
Hope you never need to.
Bye. And, thanks for the coffee and pie. So that was weird.
Yeah.
Guess we'll just have to solve the diamond heist case at another diner another night. Huh, partner?
Right. Sure.
Hey, are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm fine. Let's get going.
Okay.
The Far Meridian, created by Eli Barraza, produced by Eli Barraza and Misha Stanton. This episode was written by Eli Barraza and directed by Eli Barraza and Danielle Shamaya. Performed by Eli Barraza as Perry, Jose Donato as Benny, Celia Rivera as Heidi, Sarah Garcia as the hostess, and Robert Paterno as the manager. Editing by Jose Donato, sound design by Misha Stanton, production help from Alexander Danner, music by Masato Abe. Additional music by Kevin McLeod. For more information and transcripts, visit thefarmeridian.com or find us on social media at The Far Meridian. You can also help support us on Patreon, patreon.com/thefarmeridian. Until next time, may you always find your way.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.